message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Conquering strongholds and limitations, part 2. Conquering strongholds and limitations, part 2. God's servant, Pastor Okwe Madiku from Lagos, gave us the first one. Conquering strongholds and limitations via praise. And this one is conquering strongholds and limitations via, the first one was via praises, and this one is via prayers. Conquering strongholds and limitations via prayers. I declare concerning somebody here tonight, every area of life where you are having questions, you will secure answers tonight in Jesus' name. Can I hear your loudest amen? You are programmed by God for success. God programmed you to be a successful person. You were not designed for failure or for struggling. In fact, you are not destined at all to be a struggler. Bible says, a great door effectual is opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. I think that's 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9 or so. So, God designed you and designed you to be successful in all your endeavors. But many times it is because of adversaries. Someone say adversaries. Another word for adversaries are strongholds. Another word for strongholds are limitations. Another word for limitations are obstacles. What are strongholds? Strongholds are stubborn hindrances to destiny actualization. Stubborn hindrances to destiny actualization. Stubborn hindrances to destiny actualization. What are strongholds? They are satanic roadblocks to the actualization of life and destiny. How many of us have traveled before and then you see some bags of sand on the road? Maybe like half of the road, and you see they do it like this, like this, like this, and some soldiers are there. That's a roadblock. If they put the remaining there, then nobody can pass that place. Nobody can move. It is set there to debar movement. That's a roadblock. That's a limitation. That's a stronghold. And every stronghold under which anybody is operating tonight is broken totally in the name of Jesus. Why do you need to conquer strongholds and limitations? Why must you conquer them? Why is it so important to remove every limitation, roadblock in your life? Number one, why you need to conquer strongholds and limitations is for the fulfillment of your destiny. Until strongholds are removed, there is no fulfillment. Until limitations are removed, there is no fulfillment. Fulfillment is impossible and impossible. It can never happen until the roadblocks, until the strongholds, until the adversaries are dealt with. And that's why we are here tonight. Number two, why do you need to conquer strongholds and limitation? For the actualization of potential. Every one of us has potential. There is no potentialless Christian. There is no Christian that was born empty. You have something in you. And for that potential to be actualized, you need to remove the strongholds. You need... Now, listen, don't sleep, oh. If you sleep, stronghold follow you to here. That's what it means. If you sleep with this kind of topic, and you are sleeping again, when you know that we'll soon finish and you go and sleep, then what is the problem? If you feel sleepy, stand up, go to the back and stand. Every follow-come problem and every follow-come sleeping demon be frustrated tonight in Jesus' name. Be frustrated tonight in Jesus' name. Be frustrated tonight in Jesus' name. Number three, why do you need to conquer struggle and limitation? To achieve the unbelievable. Isaiah 58:11. If you want to achieve the unbelievable, if you want to achieve what people cannot even believe, it says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. Someone say amen. And shall satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. I love that. I love it. It sounds both aggressive and romantic. It's a combination of the two. A combination of gentility and lovingity. The two combined in one place. Number four, why you need to conquer strongholds and limitations. They will not let you rest until you lay them to rest. These forces I'm talking about cannot let you rest until you lay them to rest. They will not allow your children to become somebody until you fight them. They will not let you be until you force them to make it happen. They will not allow you to progress except you insist. Somebody say, I insist. Let me hear you say, I insist. Let me hear you say, I insist. Number five, why you need to conquer struggle and limitation is that dreams are doomed till strongholds are crushed. Your dreams are in chains until your strongholds are fought. Your dreams are in bounds until your strongholds are burnt. Can't get anything achieved except you fight these strongholds. Like I said, they are very, very stubborn. Very stubborn. They don't want to let go. But you must insist. Number six. Why? Why? You need to conquer strongholds. Is strongholds bat rejection. And rejection leads to frustration. And frustration leads to destruction. I start again. Or I come again. Strongholds bat rejection. Rejection leads to frustration. Frustration leads to destruction. It's a process flow. Tonight, God showed me directly the types of strongholds that he wants to break here tonight. And I'll be showing you as many as God can help me to do within the time I have. If I can take like seven tonight, that would be good. Types of stronghold and limitation that must be broken and destroyed. Number one type of stronghold and limitation is physical or health stronghold. Physical or strong health stronghold or limitation. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prospereth. God does not want us to be sick. Everywhere Jesus went to, whenever he saw them sick, he healed them. Jesus never leaves somebody sick the same way. Either it is 35 years, either it is 12 years, either it is 1 year, either it is from the womb. In Acts 10 verse 38, Acts 10 verse 38, the Bible says, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. The mighty healer, he healed the leper. When the cripple saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, my God was doing. Everywhere he went, everywhere he went, he was doing good. The mighty healer, the mighty healer, he healed the leper. When the cripple saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, my God was doing good. He will do good for you today. He will do good for you today. I say, God will do good for you today. Every sickness you came here with today is hereby terminated. I say, it's hereby terminated. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19. The Bible speaking there, explaining to us, Habakkuk 3, verse 19. The Lord is my strength. Somebody say, amen. The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like hen's feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. That is, God is a giver of strength. God is a giver of strength. And if he doesn't give strength, nobody can give it. And in days of Proverbs 24 verse 10, in the days of adversity, if you faint, it means that your strength is small. And today, God will give you strength. I say, God will give you strength. That strength will culminate into health for you. You will never know sickness. You will never know disease. Your amen is not an encouragement to me, but it's a sign that you believe. And it's a sign that you receive it. Let me hear you say a big amen. You will never taste sickness. Your children will not taste sickness. Your family will not taste sickness. Can I hear your amen? Why do you need your health? 1A. You need health to make progress and advancement in life. You need health to make progress and advancement in life. Number 2. Why do you need health? You need health to surmount stress and the hurdles of life. Taking care of children, taking care of your husband, going to the market, washing clothes of your children, taking care of the house, being somebody working in an office or working for government. You know, you have parents, you have a father-in-law, you have mother-in-law, you have your own father, you have your own mother, you have cousins, you have aunties, you have responsibilities here and there. In the church, you are a worker, you are an HOD, you are a cell leader, you are a pastor's wife, you are this and that and that and that and that. You need strength. Physical strength to be able to go through the hurdles of life. You need health to go through the hurdles of life. For some of us, by God's grace, if not for God's grace, if not for God's strength, the kind of shadow we run is unimaginable. Unimaginable. Number 2. Stronghold that must be broken is the stronghold of family and relative stronghold. Family and relative strongholds are one of the worst type of strongholds. The Yoruba call it Ogun Dile. This was what caused Joseph's problem in Genesis 37 verse 19 to 28. They sold this boy A great man, they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. Bible says, and they said one to another, behold, the dreamer cometh. Is it bad to have a dream? I say, is it bad to have a dream? They said to him, the dreamer in our family is coming. His own brothers. Next verse. I'm still going very far. And they said, we have passed this place. Come now, therefore, let us slay him and cast him into the pit. And we will say, some evil beast had devoured him. Can you see how they were scheming for their own brother? And we shall see what will become of this dream, of his dreams. And Reuben heard it and delivered him out of their hand and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hands upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph of his clothes. They stripped their own brother naked. At least your own brother has not yet stripped you naked. This one, they stripped him naked, and his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread. While he was in pains, they were eating bread. The wickedness of men. And they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come now, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren consent to that. And I think we stop here because of time. Then, thank you, Jesus. 28, we stop in 28. Then there passed by the Midianites merchants, and they drew him and lifted Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. Not even 20 pieces of gold. This is like saying, selling him for 20,000 naira. Somebody that was eventually going to become a prime minister of a world of the greatest nation in the world at that time. Egypt was like the headquarters of nations at that time. They sold him for 20 pieces of silver. Not even gold. 20 pieces of silver. His own brothers. I don't know, maybe they have ridiculed you so much. They have looked down on you. Because of your past mistakes, because of your past, because of your dreams. Maybe they see you as a big mouthed person. You make mouths. So come and learn. You just make mouth. God is going to deliver you from that family stronghold. I say God is going to deliver you from that family stronghold. And anyone inside any family where there is constant trouble, constant chaos, God will speak peace to that family today. And anybody here today, where there is any witch or wizard in your family that has vowed that you will not have peace, today they are judged. I say today they are judged. Today they are judged. That evil person in your family is judged. That satanic person in your family is judged. Can I hear you say a big amen? If they do not repent, in 7 days they are dead. If they do not repent, in 7 days they are dead. Let me hear you say a big amen. Family stronghold. There are all sorts in families. You see, some families, there are many mad people there. Many mad. You can find like 20 mad people or 15 mad people in one single family. The wickedness of the family is there. You in a family, you will see an old man of 146 or 120 years or 100 years, very strong. And you see the young ones of 40 and 30 dying. What is a 140-year-old man still doing alive when a 40-year-old child is dying? Let him die. What is an 100-year-old man doing in a family alive when children of 10 years old are dying in the same family? Let the man die now. I say, let them die now. Let the woman die now. I heard the story of a young man who was in a family like that. And he ran to Jesus And after running to Jesus, he wanted to fast. So they are fasting in our church, wanted to fast. And because of the problem he was before now, he used to be a very tough man and a cultic boy. And after he ran to Jesus, they were doing a fast. And he said, let me just quickly take this last cannabis, Igbo. So he was fasting and he smoked Igbo with fasting, with empty stomach and head come out. Then, you know, in boxing, there's something they call knockout. When you see boxing, yeah. Then there's one box, you will box your enemy. Boom! Then the guy is on the floor. They count 1, 2, 2, they count 2 7 times, safe. Then they say 3, is still on the floor, Berekete. That is how your family, your enemy will fall, Berekete. The enemy of your family will fall, Berekete. Let me hear your loudest amen. Whoever it is troubling you, God will trouble them. Whoever it is troubling you, God will trouble them. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number 3, stronghold that must be destroyed tonight is environmental stronghold and limitation. Environmental stronghold and limitation is talking about territorial strongholds. They have lived long in that vicinity. They were there they have been there more than 200, 300, 300, 400 years. So they have been sitting, they have a stronghold there. They call the place their territory. They call the place their place of rest because they have been there for long. Tikpe, tikpe. But suddenly, a child of God like you has appeared. And so they must leave. In Psalms 18, 44, 45. Psalms 18, 44 and 45. Because they must hear your voice today. As soon as they hear of me. Let's read it. Ladies, are you there? Wonderful ladies. Can you read this for us, please? Then the guys will read 45. Let's go. 1, 2, go. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. Guys, let's hear you. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. As soon as they what? Hear you. There are some things that are in an environment you just move to. That's why when you park to an area, you don't just park there casually. When you move to an area, you have to take charge spiritually. You take charge. You are there in the night, like this kind of night. You break down their stronghold. You scatter their shrines. You set their covens on fire. You dislodge their gatherings. The Bible says, although they shall gather, because their gatherings are not unto me, they will scatter. They must gather. But because their gatherings are not unto me, they must scatter. The Bible says, henceforth, let no man what? Trouble me. Why? I bear on me what? The marks of Christ. Now, my friends, we are not kidding here. We are not playing here. This is not a play. We are not here for play. We are here to take charge and to be in charge. And friends, as God liveth, anywhere you do business, anywhere you live or do, or you sleep and wake up from, you are going to be in charge. Devils will no longer oppress you there. I said, devils will no longer oppress you there. Devils will no longer oppress you there. Environmental strongholds. We're going to be tearing them down tonight. Number 4, strongholds that we must deal with tonight. And this one is a major stronghold troubling many people. And you can be sure, this one now, you will see many people will be sleeping now. It's called financial Because this is the major problem of most people. Financial limitation and stronghold. All of a sudden, somebody that was not sleeping before, they would not want him to sleep. So that he cannot secure his breakthrough. In Psalm 37 verse 19, they shall not be ashamed in evil time. And in days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Somebody say amen. Amen. In Joel 2:26, the Bible says, and ye shall eat in plenty. Joel 2:26, J-O-E-L, Joel 2:26, and they shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God. That is, God wants you to, can you imagine, satisfied is inside the Bible. The word, some people think that to be satisfied or prosperity is a word from Satan. Satisfied is inside the Bible. Plenty is inside the Bible. Eat is inside the Bible. Prosperous is inside the Bible. Progress is inside the Bible. Promotion is inside the Bible. Promotion coming on from the north, the south, the east, and the west. It comes from above. It's inside the Bible. Financial limitation is a major limitation that the devil puts before Christians to make sure that they are pocketically empty. Nothing in the pocket, nothing in the brain. Barren of ideas, barren of what to do, business not working, career not working, everything is stagnated, frustrated. Working in establishments where salaries are perpetually delayed. Running businesses that cannot pay the cost of running the business month to month. That devil is a stupid person. That devil is a bastard person. Anyone that says that your work will not be enough for you to eat, God will destroy them. I speak to your family today, the wealth of the Gentiles shall be transferred to you. You will eat in plenty and you will be satisfied. You will eat in plenty and you will be satisfied. You will eat in plenty and you will be satisfied. Let me hear your loudest amen. Anyone that the devil tries to put this one on is something that one must reject vehemently. Poverty is bad. Poverty is bad. Everything you are seeing here today, apart from the spiritual, which you cannot see, was bought with money. Everything. This TV was bought today with money. These ACs were bought last week with money. Microphones with money. All these things you are seeing here, bought with money. Good money. Generator firing at full capacity with diesel running inside. If money is lacking, destiny will be crippled. If money is lacking, destiny will be crippled. You will not lack money. Please stretch your hands forward. If somebody is sleeping and you love the person, please quickly wake the person up. Something is about to be released now. I have been preparing for this for days, and the hour has come to release something to you that you will never end. You will spend it, and it will never finish. I have been waiting for this hour, and the hour has finally come for God to release to you financial blessing. I speak to you today. Every hand said towards me, receive your blessing. Receive your blessing. Receive your blessing. Whatever you touch must prosper. Any business you do must prosper. Any work you do must prosper. Anything you handle must prosper. Your work must prosper. Your business must prosper. Your career must prosper. Let me hear you say a big amen. As from today, you will never be broke again. God will move men to release resources to you. God will move men to release resources to you. Your projects will gain speed. Your projects will gain speed. Your projects will gain speed. Every spirit of abandoned project be arrested here today. ẹni náà kan tọ́kẹ tó rí mi. Ọwọ́ yóò ní kọ́sàlẹ̀ àpò. Your hands will never be empty. Your bank account will never be empty. Your destiny will never be empty. Your family will never be empty. All the ladies sit down. All the men keep standing. Lakuta baradakatia. Ilala kwatia. Reketu marite kesusua. Erete akwa katia kakwa dabaya. Ereto kwa kakatia kakararia. Ekwata brakata. Keep your hands raised forward. I am praying already. Likwata grati kalia kakwasia. Retu berianto barano basia. Rekita momotua kakindelia kwa kasia. Every man here, what you need to do the husband of your wife, to be the true husband of your wife, be released to you today. What you need to be the man, what you require to be the man, receive it here today in the name of Jesus. Every man standing here, listen, I did not come here casually. I'm not here, it's not a parade. I know what I am saying will be confirmed by heaven. I know it. I'm not guessing. What I am saying now will be confirmed by heaven. I am prepared for it. What I am saying, heaven will confirm it. I speak to you here today. As from today, things will become very easy for you. Your ventures will prosper. Your careers will prosper. The work of your hand will be prosperous. Whatever you are doing, it will be prosperous. You will do well in life. You will do well in life. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat, ladies, stand up. Lakato baradea kakwa kakara. Eretu kariano bazi. Lekuta jeketua marado ogozwa. Rekete nonua kalabo. Ise kwa tembradi. Lekusa pareto kutwa. Every woman under the sound of my voice, you are a helpmate. And a helpmate must not be broke. A helpmate must have resources to help. I speak to you today. More than enough resources, receive it today. More than enough prosperity, receive it today. Your trade, your venture, your vocation, your career will bring out great profit for you. It will bring out great profit for you. Great sales is coming 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 for you. Great progress is coming for you. Your products will sell. Your everything that you are selling, every career or everything that you are doing, I decree in the name of Jesus, it will become prosperous. Your husband will be proud of you. Your children will be proud of you. Your community will be proud of you. You are blessed. Take your seat. Give Jesus a big clap. Number five is spiritual strongholds. Spiritual strongholds are limitation to spiritual growth. You see some Christians, though they are old in the race, they have nothing to show for the race. Every child of God or everything is meant to grow. A child that is still crawling on the floor at age 4, 5 is a concern to the parents. If a Christian been in the Christian race many years and still finding it difficult to do simple spiritual things, spiritual stronghold is disturbing the person. Such Christian, you will see things like lack of fasting. You will see things like taboo to night vigil. You will see things like immediate sleeping after reading 3 verses. sleep was not there, but verse 1, verse immediately, verse 3 to verse 4, sleep must come by force, by fire. In such Christian, you will see an epitome of carnality. The only thing that matters to such a person is the material things of this world. How to eat, how to drink, how to wear skirts that is so tight that to move is a problem. How to get money at all costs will be the challenge of that kind of person. That is a spiritual stronghold. Say, how many? When did you get born again? He says, 7 years. 7 years, and you are still like this. That will never be your case. I said, that will never be your case. There will be an evidence that you are moving spiritually. Number what? Number five now. Number six is marital stronghold. In Isaiah 34, verse 16. Isaiah 34, verse 16. The Bible says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. That is, nobody is permitted to be without a husband or a wife, if you so desire. If you desire to get married, Bible say none must lack his mate. If goats can have mate, dog can have mate, dog can have mate, how much more a human being? God is so mindful of you. When things are not happening for you maritally as you expect, it's a stronghold. It's not a play matter. It's a stronghold from the wicked. And tonight, there must be a solution. I said there must be a solution. I said there must be a solution. I said there must be a solution. Number seven, I think I better stop here. Is educational stronghold. That is, a person looks brilliant yet is dull upstairs. Looks sharp but not sharp in school. Writes so much in exam but result is so minimal when the result comes out. Always read for A but come out with E or D. That's okay. Remember that guy that used to use his diabolical power to tap when he was in university. He told me the story. When they will read very well, and one guy, an upper guy, will sit down behind the brightest person in the class and be using power, remote control power, to extract what somebody read. The person will not even remember his own name until after exam. He told me the story in his own class in this same University of Illinois. He will sit down and will be doing some in the person's back, and the person cannot remember his own name throughout the exam, and everything the person read, he will get it and write, and he will be the one that will score highest. That's like using Zender, right? That's like Bluetooth. It's Bluetooth. Wi-Fi. Spiritual Wi-Fi. People are wicked. People are wicked. People are wicked. What is the essence of leaving one's father and mother? Spending so much money coming to a land or a city or a town without going back with good certificates? What is the essence of father work so hard to send a child to school and the child is eventually sent to face tanker? That will never be your portion. I said, that will never be your portion. It is a stronghold to be in school and to be having several carryovers. It's a stronghold. I don't care what you call, I don't care how difficult the course is. Isn't it somebody, some people have passed that course before? Are you the first person to do that course? Some people have done the course before and passed. How can you be a child of God and be failing? Enough is enough. A child of God, write an exam, come out, and you see result. They are seeing your name among failures. That is the stronghold of Satan. That's the wickedness of the wicked. That is the force of darkness. Of course, aside from the fact that you are reading, you are not among those who are going to nightclub. And as I was coming tonight, you know, my eyes are very, very sharp. If I enter a place, within less than 60 seconds, I have scanned everything like a radar, like satellites. As I was coming tonight, I don't know if my wife saw it. I saw somebody on the road with a guy. Ah! So these ones are definitely not going to church. They are going somewhere else. I know there's nobody like that here. So you are not permitted to carry over any course again. So I round up. What is the solution? Prayer. Prayer is the solution. In 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, go ahead about seeking whom he will devour. He's a devil. He's your adversary. He is the stronghold himself. Devil is the stronghold himself. He's going about. Wait, they here. Make a pass. Wait, they here. Make her sit down there. Wait, they here. His face, they this place. Make her sit down there. That's why you must, the fire of your prayer life must be on. The fire. Last week Friday was one of the happiest days for me in this ministry, since this ministry started. Last week Friday. You know what? Almost 5 or 6 women were praying at the same time. We're doing our vigil here, pastor's vigil, blowing tongues, praying with fire. I came downstairs, people were praying here. I came here, people were praying here. I came there, people were praying here. I get there, people were praying there. Counseling room, people were praying there. I say, this is church. This is how to be. This is. I told my PA the protocol. I said, this is church. Yeah, this is what I call church. And everywhere, rata ya ya ya, likwata ya, rakata kada, ikaka kada, rakwata ya, ratwa, ratwa, roaring in the night. That's church. That's why every department now, third Friday of the month, schedule your retreats. Different departments. I must be seeing you here. Third Friday. I must be seeing you here. 7 departments at the same time. 8 departments. 10 departments. The days of being a sleeping giant is over. And if you get here, you meet me here. I'm here. As from today, no force of darkness shall be able to torment you again. I said, they'll not be able to torment you again. Let me round up here. Let me just give you this. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 5. For we walk, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, then casting down imagination. That's what we want to do tonight. All those bad thinking they are thinking towards you, that your life will not be okay. All the bad thoughts, all the bad things they are thinking towards you. All the wishes of your enemy, want to cast them down. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Rise up on your feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.